Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinyo Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Nagaland signs MOU with World Resources Institute to adopt Energy Access Explorer. Dimapur Police Commissioner says police recruitment rally smoothly and peacefully proceeded up the third day. Vice President Radhakrishnan underscores importance of languages in carrying collective memory of society. And External Affairs Ministry says India-US committed to negotiating bilateral trade agreement. And now the news in detail. Nagaland GIS and Remote Sensing Center, NGIS-RSC and World Resources Institute, WRI India, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU on Wednesday in Kohima to adopt Energy Access Explorer EAE, an open-source interactive geospatial platform. This will help the state to identify high-priority areas for clean energy interventions. EAE is the first digital public goods to focus on climate-friendly energy transitions. Senior Project Director Mahathang Kitan said this collaborative model strengthens transparency, shared responsibility and impact in inclusive planning for the sustainable development of Nagaland. WRI Executive Director, Energy Program Bharat Jairaj said EAE offers powerful way to move from intent to informed action. Beyond expanding energy access, EAE can guide the decarbonization of critical public infrastructure, particularly in the health and education sectors, through the strategic deployment of decentralized renewable energy systems. The recruitment rally for the post of 1,176 police constables is currently underway at the police complex Chumukedima. The rally began on Wednesday and will continue till 13th January. The recruitment is being conducted in a tribe-wise manner on different days, and nearly 2,000 candidates are expected to participate in the rally. Commissioner of Police Dimapur and Presiding Officer of Recruitment Rally Autula T. Imchan informed that all female candidates from all tribes completed their test on the first day, along with male candidates from Angami tribe. She added that Ao and Chang male candidates participated on the second day. On the third day, around 400 candidates from Lota and Rengma communities turned up to participate in the selection process.
So far, any Pishi Balwa do rally to Chuligina Jayase, and then candidates can be Pishi Balwa prepare Kurigina Ahigina, that can be rally to participate Kurado, Pishi encouraging us, to Pishi Balwa Kurigina Jayase, smoothly, it up to peacefully and without any untoward incident being reported. And then so far, no injuries or no major medical emergency, we could any report Natagina, Palwa to recruitment rally to Kurigina Javoli Pariase.
The recruitment process includes a physical test standard PST to assess height and weight, followed by medical screening. Candidates who qualify are then required to appear for the physical efficiency test PET, which comprises a 3-kilometer run, a minimum of 8 pull-ups, high jump and long jump events. In Zinaboto, the recruitment drive entered third day at Police Reserve Ground Zinaboto by screening male candidates. The recruitment process for female candidates is scheduled separately on 10th January. In Noklak district, the rally is being held at Parade Ground Noklak, and officials informed that candidates who qualify in medical standard and physical test will be shortlisted for written examination to be held on 20th January at Christian High School Noklak. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the importance of language lies not only in communication between two individuals, but also in preserving and passing on culture, heritage and traditions across generations. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while gracing the third International Indian Languages Conference in New Delhi today. The Vice President emphasized that languages carry the collective memory of society as a whole. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Assamese language has given the classical language status. The Vice President also credited the Malayalam language for its contribution to Ayurveda. He noted that from the earliest inscriptions on stone and palm leaves to today's digital screens, language has played a vital role in human progress. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that India and the U.S. are committed to negotiating a bilateral trade agreement. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, he said India remains interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and looks forward to concluding it. Mr. Jaiswal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Trump have also spoken on the phone on 8 occasions during 2025, covering different aspects of the wide-ranging partnership.
India and the United States were committed to negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with the U.S. as far back as 13th of February last year. Since then, two sides have held multiple rounds of negotiations to arrive at a balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. On several occasions, we have been close to a deal. We remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and has facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said this during the launch of a new platform, Creators Corner, on DD News to empower content creators.
फॉर्म में कंटेंट क्रिएशन का, जिसको पुरानी भाषा में हम प्रोग्रामिंग कहते थे, प्रोडक्शन कहते थे, उसका एक नया तरीका 2026 में प्रसार भारती अपनाए. इसमें एक नया ऑपरेटिंग सिस्टम क्रिएट होगा, जिस ऑपरेटिंग सिस्टम से इन्फॉर्मेशन एंड ब्रॉडकास्टिंग मिनिस्ट्री, प्रसार भारती और इसके साथ जुड़ी हुई बहुत सारी संस्थाएं, उनका ओरिएंटेशन चेंज होगा मोर टुवर्ड्स द इंडस्ट्री.
Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the Parbati 2 hydroelectric project in Himachal Pradesh. A report.
The Parbati 2 hydroelectric project is a run-of-the-river hydropower station developed by NHPC Limited on the Parbati River in Kullu district of Himachal Pradesh. The project is among India's most technical complex and strategically significant hydropower developments. Parbati 2 is designed to generate approximately 3,074 million units of electricity annually, supplying reliable renewable power to the northern grid and benefiting multiple states. These states include Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and the Union Territories of Chandigarh. However, the scale and complexity of the project posed significant implementation challenges. The matter was reviewed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi under the Pragati mechanism on 17 February 2016. Three of the four generating units commenced commercial operation on 1st April last year, followed by commissioning of the fourth unit on 16 April last year, marking the full commercial commissioning of all 800 megawatt capacity. It is a demonstration of India's growing capability to plan, execute and deliver technical demanding infrastructure in extreme environment enabled by leadership-driven intervention through the Pragati mechanism. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Changka Colony Women Council, Wakha Town, celebrated its Silver Jubilee today at Wakha Town under the theme Women Who Inspire Change. Ward Councillor Tungchano Kikon highlighted the vital role of women as nurturers, educators and agents of positive change. She expressed that strong family bond forms the foundation of a strong society. President of Lota Iloi Hoho, Tungbeni Nguli, emphasized the cultural responsibility of women and the need to preserve values and traditions. The Blue Myintongo Kikon has been elected as new chairperson of Wakha Town Council today. He is a member of Naga People's Front and he was elected from Ward No. 3, Jonsulan. The Wakha Town Council comprises 15 elected ward councillors and 5 nominated members. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland signs MOU with World Resources Institute to adopt Energy Access Explorer. Dimapur Police Commissioner says police recruitment rally smoothly and peacefully proceeded up the third day. Vice President Radhakrishnan underscores importance of languages in carrying collective memory of society. And External Affairs Ministry says India-US committed to negotiating bilateral trade agreement. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.